Audio LARP Audiobooks presents Lost in Paradise by Ali Boniface. Read for you by Linda DiGiosofati. Prologue. Set back from the street, its original coffee color faded to dusky beige, the house on Lycian Street waited. For 60 years it had occupied this strip of lawn on the east side of Paradise, New Hampshire. Always a rental, owned by a forgotten lawyer in Boston, the house had watched tenants come and go for decades of winters. It had closed its ears against hurtful words and wrapped its arms around newborns, watched children roller skate down the wide street and teenagers sneak out to smoke under the moon. Sometimes the tenants stayed for a year, sometimes only a month or two. Still the house stood, its roof a little dingier, its paint a little more faded with each New England winter. That bright May morning, the day before everything changed, Helen Buxley leaned on her rake and studied the house from across the street. Somehow it looked different today, brighter, more alive. She shook her head and wondered what the summer would bring. New tenants, of course, though she hadn't yet found out who they would be. Leading around her geraniums, she ticked off her mental list. They'd have to be told about the garbage and about not playing loud music after 10. She hoped they didn't have small children. Tiny voices gave her a headache with their crying and complaining. A few minutes later, the elderly woman disappeared inside, not knowing that 24 hours from now, Ashton would arrive, and later that afternoon, Eddie. The house's front door would swing open, and its apartments would sing again with life. Footsteps would thunder on...